In Nashville, mostly clear right now, but there is a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms in Middle Tennessee today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Immigrant advocates are calling on a Catholic hospital chain to publicly release their policy on treating patients detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports the call comes after a Nashville priest was barred from seeing an undocumented patient at Ascension St. Thomas.
Eyewitnesses with Music City Migra Watch say they saw a young man on the ground bleeding after an interaction with ICE agents. He was taken to Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford, where organizers saw ICE vehicles in the hospital's gated lot.
This started developing on Tuesday of Holy Week.
That's Yuri Rodriguez, a priest at St. Augustine's Episcopal Church. She was one of several clergy members who say they were turned away from meeting with the patient, a Guatemalan native who speaks the Mayan language Quiche, something that has made translation harder. The hospital has not responded to multiple requests for comment. Outside its Nashville office, Rodriguez reads from the hospital's mission statement, which says that its care is
rooted in the loving ministry of Jesus as healer.
She argues that Jesus's ministry was about healing strangers and looking after the foreigner.
Then clearly the presence of ICE agents endangers the ability of St. Thomas, their doctors, nurses, and providers to exercise that mission freely.
The patient is no longer at St. Thomas, but since the incident, advocates say more immigrants are canceling appointments. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
Tennessee lawmakers are walking back their plan to regulate AI chatbots. A proposal would have cracked down on the artificial intelligence companies, especially when users try to discuss mental health, self-harm, and other sensitive topics. WKRN reports that after amendments, that bill is now requesting a statewide study instead, and that could inform future attempts to regulate the industry. The deadline on a report is early next year. The Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum celebrated 20 million visits to its downtown facility yesterday, complete with a poster from Hatch Showprint commemorating the occasion. The museum opened its doors at its initial Music Row location 59 years ago. Ever since, tourists flocking to Nashville in hopes of seeing their favorite country stars could take in a knowledgeable presentation of country music history. In 2001, the museum moved to its current location downtown, which only increased tourist traffic. It also sought to draw more visitors from the local community with discounts and school programs. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.